On the line right now, special guest. He's a free agent wide receiver, and I think the Eagles need one. We bring him in now. Of the Cincinnati Bengals, maybe late of the Cincinnati Bengals, TJ Houshmandzadeh. TJ, how you doing?
Man, y'all crazy, man. Y'all they're talking about the man wife like that, man.
It's not his wife yet, just a girlfriend.
Yeah, you know, I understand. I see where you're coming from.
Well, you know that puts some special heat on him, you know, because he's not a big star like you, right? He's marrying a Playboy playmate. What happened? You know what happens when the NFL, he's not in the NFL anymore? Would she get tired of it?
He'll find out. Hopefully, when he met her, she didn't know who he was.
Oh, I think she knew.
And she liked him for who he was.
I don't think she knew he was as mediocre a player as he really is. But let's move on and talk about your situation. Now, first of all, let me get to this, because a couple guys in Kansas City are saying they have no desire to play for the Chiefs. Are you ready to say that about the Cincinnati Bengals and ready to move on to another squad?
Nah, man, you know, I don't have the I'm not like those guys, you know. There's no need for me to run around and say this is what I want to do and this is what I'm doing. Those guys are under contract, so they have to say what they feel is best for them to get out of that situation. I'm not under contract, and so it's a different situation. I don't have to run around saying this and that when I won't be under contract.
And this is a good time for you because you are the marquee free agent at wide receiver. You're 31 years old, so you're going to cash into a pretty nice contract. What do you think about Philadelphia?
Actually, you know, Philadelphia is a team that consistently they win. They consistently have good offenses. I love the way Andy Reid calls plays. And, you know, I have friends on the team. And I like Philadelphia. No, to be honest with you, if I wasn't talking to you, I would tell the next man that has nothing to do with this, that I like Philadelphia.
All right, well, what do you like about Andy Reid calling plays? You got to straighten that out for me, because I can tell you the Eagle fans don't like it very much.
Oh, the Eagles fans, you guys are too critical, man.
And
it doesn't help. It doesn't help that y'all get on the radio and talk crazy like y'all do. You know, y'all rile them up a little more. But you know, when, for instance, when we played the Eagles this year, mm-hmm. when you're having problems converting third and fourth and ones running the ball, what are you going to do? You're going to pass. You're going to play. You got a quarterback in McNabb that can get out of the pocket and maybe get it with his feet. And for whatever reason, it doesn't happen. But trust me, man, you would prefer to go to the playoffs every year than not go. Even though you're not winning it, you always have a chance. It could be very difficult when you don't have a chance. And imagine how you guys would act if you're not in the playoffs. So he gets you guys in the playoffs. Things might not go the way you like when you get there. But you guys are always there, and you just need the weapons. When he had the weapons, look what he did.
All right, that's fair enough. You know, I could debate you here forever on that, but we won't. But you said something about Philadelphia that intrigues me, because if you're a free agent, you want to come to a situation where it's not as critical. Does that have any bearing on your situation, since you believe that Philadelphia were a little too critical?
No, I can handle it.
You can?
I have no problem with it, man. You know, I think I have a type of personality. I can take the criticism. If you can get the glory and you love when they pat you on your back, you got to love when they want to kick you in your back. So, you know, I can take it.
Yeah, but you've been in lame-ass Cincinnati for a long time. This is a big time now. This is big-time criticism.
It don't matter, man. If somebody want to say something about me, if it's warranted, I can deal with it. And if it's not, I'm going to let them know it's not. I'm going to speak my mind. I'm not going to be politically correct. I'm going to say what's on my mind.
Well, see, I think you fit in perfectly in Philadelphia. Now I even like you even more if you're willing to go there. Now, you apparently were on a Chicago radio station where you said you really weren't interested in playing for the Bears. You want to play for a team that has a chance to win. There's no question that the Eagles come into next year with a chance to win. So would that be your top priority, the Philadelphia Eagles?
If the Eagles are interested in me, let's put it like this. If they'll be interested in me, I'll be interested in them.
When can they get in touch with you?
Oh, they know. I mean, I'm sure they know how they can get in contact with me, my agent, however they want to do it. They know how to get in contact with us.
But do the rules state that they can pursue you right now?
You know the rules don't state that.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know if everybody follows the rules. I'm sure they do, and I'm sure they should, but I don't know how that goes. I've never been in that type of situation, so it remains to be seen.
All right, so has there been any contact at all, like, you know, through the back channel or anything?
Oh, of course not. Of course not. You know, that's not the way to go about things. They have rules put in place for a reason, and you have to follow them.
Talking to TJ Houshmandzadeh, a free agent wide receiver. The Eagles need a wide receiver. At least I think they need a wide receiver. It looks like you'd be perfect for it. I know we had interest here earlier at Chad Johnson. He said he wanted to play here. They couldn't work out a trade. What's the story with him, man? I mean, you've played with him a really long time. What makes him tick?
Honestly, sometimes I don't even know, to be honest with you, man. I don't know, man. It's winning, which I think it gets to a point in everybody's career that that's what you want to do. And just want to be on the big stage. You know, you watch the playoffs and you see guys just perform on that big stage, and you want to get to that point. You want to be that guy. And I think that's what it is.
All right, you know, you're gonna get, I hope you're going to tell me a crazy Chad story, but that's all right. I got to ask you.
Oh man, it's the story. What you see is what you get, man. Right. It's not as bad as they let it on to be, but I think it's just the desire, man. Guys want to win and compete, and sometimes it goes overboard because the people that are watching are doing the talking, the analyzing, don't fully understand, and then the players that have played that criticize. Well, they've acted the same way. It kills me.
Let's talk a little bit about the quarterback here, who was under fire for some comments he made after the game, where he kind of blamed the defense, to deflect a little blame off him, threw the defense out there under the bus a little bit. What's your opinion of McNabb? Do you know Donovan very well? What kind of a quarterback would he be as far as you go? Give me your thoughts on Donovan McNabb.
I think McNabb is a fine quarterback. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, probably. I can't even think of another quarterback that has performed throughout his career the way he has and would be put in a situation like he was put in Baltimore. But he bounced back very well. And McNabb is just, when you look at Philly, you don't take credit away from the players that they've had. But he was going to playoff games consistently with Ty Pinkston and Freddie Mitchell starting for him, consistently performing well, getting those guys, making it easy for him. A quarterback is going to make it easy for his receiver, and his receiver is going to make those catches that's out of his radius where he puts the ball sails on him, you go get. I mean, it goes hand in hand. You just need somebody to make plays, and you make each other look good, and I think that's what he needs. He has that now a little bit. Kevin Curtis made some plays in the playoffs. DeSean Jackson, he's a young guy. He looked like he's going to be pretty good. But you need somebody that can consistently do it, and it showed that they've done it year in and year out. And when he had it that one year, look what happened.
Yeah, when he had number 81, you talking about?
And I think the confidence that T.O. brought to the team, because he didn't play in the playoffs and they still got the Super Bowl, but I think it was the confidence in the other guys watching him and learning from him, it brought their level of play up also.
Man, I love the way you know this Eagles situation, man. You know the whole history. I take it you don't like Todd Pinkston or Freddie Mitchell very much as talent in this league.
No, I don't know him. I don't know him personally. I mean, I love football. I'm watching NFL Live right now. I love football, man, and I study football and I study receivers and I study corner. I mean, I just like football, and so. Nothing against those guys can't get off bump around coverage. You have to have the quickness or the strength. You got to have one or the other. You can't have neither.
And you have both, right?
Oh yeah, I got both of them.
All right, sounds good. Listen, you're selling me, man. I'll sign you right now. To be honest with you.
Hey, you did you watch the Eagles and the Bengals game during the season?
Yeah, I watched that game.
I was just giving Andy Reid. I was giving him an interview in person.
Yeah, well, you did a pretty good job. Doing. We're still talking about that game. We still haven't got that game out of our system, thanks to you.
Yeah, I was giving him a 3-month interview ahead of time, that's all.
We're talking to TJ Houshmandzadeh, free agent wide receiver, who possibility come to the Eagles, I'd like to think about it. Now, one interesting part about you, and I got to ask you this question, because your dad is of Iranian descent.
Correct.
And African-American mom. Have you ever been to Iran?
Nah, man, I've never met him, actually.
You've never met your dad?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird because, was it last year? 2007 was the first time I've ever talked to him in my life. He had contacted, a couple of reporters in Cincinnati, and they kept giving me, on media day, they just kept giving me little letters. And so I sat with my wife. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna call this guy. And I just called him, like, I think it was June of 07. And I'm like, what's up, man? This is TJ, your son. And he just starts crying or whatever. And, you know, I've talked to him here and there. I think the way I talk in his understanding of how I talk, I think he got the impression I didn't want him to call me. So I haven't spoken to him in probably over a year or whatever, but I'm used to it. It doesn't matter.
Is he in the States or is he in Iran?
Nah, he's out there. He's out of the country. Yeah,
wow.
He's not in the States. He said, you know, he tried to look for me for years and years and years, and I don't know. You know the same old story that probably a father would tell a son or a daughter.
Wow, that's wild. That's a wild story.
Yeah, man.
Well, you could go to Iran, be an ambassador or something. You know, you got that connection to get in there.
Nah, man, that's too dangerous for me.
Yeah. All right, listen, TJ, I appreciate the time, and we'll see if we can make this happen. You know, you got to push the pedal on your end, too.